chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina. Mind, body, and soul. Talk about what's on your heart. Be free, encouraging creatively. She does it all. Loving Dr. Gina. Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Hyped, you guys. I'm so glad to be with you guys right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I'm super excited about today. Last week, we missed you. We had some technical difficulties, but I know we have been missed. People have been inboxing, DMing, and trying to figure out where are you guys at. We had to rearrange some things, but you know what? Our team is so on point. We're here right now. I'm so excited that we are able to just continue on about the business at hand. So anyway, today is the day that the Lord has made, and we are joyfully glad in it. Yes, we are. This is good stuff today. We are going to talk about the weather right now. In D.C., we have 78 degrees, mostly sunny right now. It's going to be a high 84. Thunderstorms are coming this evening, so be aware of that. We have in Detroit, Michigan, cloudy, 64 degrees, and it's going to be a high of 65 degrees, sunny today. You're cloudy now, but you got some sun coming, which is so awesome. Richmond, VA. Hey, Richmond, you got 80 degrees, sunny. Your high is 87 degrees. You got thunderstorms coming this afternoon, just like us. Dallas, Texas, you got rain right now, and your high is going to be 61 degrees, and it's cloudy all day. And London, you are 71 degrees, sunny right now. Your high is 71 degrees is your high. You're at the high right now. All right, listen, we're going to take a commercial break. We got to get some things together, and we'll be right back with Ministerial Minute.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey. The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainstheenemy.com keysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things that's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Hello, beautiful people. You can find my music on iTunes and all digital outlets. And I'd love to get connected with you via social media. My name is Aaliyah Hall, A-L-I-Y-A-H-A-L-L. And you can find me on AaliyahHall.com as well. And you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Woo-wee! Okay, so we got all of the business out the way about the weather, you guys. So listen, no matter if I mentioned your country, your state, whatever, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to be rejoice and be glad in it no matter what is going on. This is the day that the Lord has made. And guess what? He made the day. He made the night. He made everything in between. He created you. So it's all good. Just surrender it to him. Which brings me to Ministerial Minute. A lot of us have been asking God, how long, Lord, how long, you know, am I going to stay at this job? How long are my kids going to be acting up? How long is my marriage going to be disarray? How long am I going to continue to get negative doctor's reports? How long is my family member going to be sick? And how much longer are we going to be divided? And how long is the president going to be in office? And all of this, how long? Guess what? What God wants from us right now is to say, not my will, but your will be done. He promised that we would go down the narrow way. He said, many are called, few are chosen. He said all of these things. He never promised that we wouldn't have trials and tribulations. Let me tell you, he knows everything. God knows all things. He knows exactly where you are. So this is a point of new beginnings for you. And some of you are saying, how is that, Dr. Gina, new beginnings and all of this that I'm going through? I don't even think I can take one more second. I feel like I'm about to explode. This is a time right now that it's okay. Explode it all on the Father. Let him have it all. Tell him, I don't know why I'm here. I don't understand it, but I know you're here with me. I trust you. I trust that you know exactly where I'm at. I trust that you will supply all of what I need according to your riches and glory. I trust that you are my shield and my buckler. I trust that you are my refuge. You are my very present help. I don't understand why this is acting like that. And I don't understand why these people are acting like this and why this circumstance had to happen. I don't understand it. I don't get it, but I trust you. So help me be more like you. Help me to see things the way you see them. This is the prayer that God wants to, because when you knock on the Father's door, he will answer. He will give you what you need. He is your present help. So what does that look like? Because some of us think that the answer is just going to magically happen. No, this is a new beginning for you. This is a new beginning in your walk. This is a new beginning for you to trust Father to a whole nother level, for him to get more glory out of your life. This is for you. And some of you say, but I don't want it to be about me. But guess what? Yeshua said in Gethsemane, he said it. He said, if this cup can pass by me, he went to the disciples, asked them to pray with me. Listen, y'all need to pray with me. He thought he needed them. God said, no, I'm in this situation. He was in this situation. I'm in this situation. I don't want to do it if you could pass by me. But then he had to come to himself. I was created for this. I was created to represent your glory. I was created to represent your kingdom. I was created to represent as a son of God of the Most High. Abba, Father, I was created for this. So you know what? You were built just for whatever it is that you're going through. This is a season of new beginnings of maturity for you. This is a new beginning of extended strength and an overflow of wisdom and abundance of peace and abundance of knowledge. This is new beginning. So what this looks like is that you go to the Father, surrender everything you thought you knew because it's not working. Surrender everything that you thought or saw that somebody else did because this is not your portion. This is time for you to just come like a child. I don't know. And you know what he's going to give you? He's going to give you a new vision. He's going to remove the scales off your eyes so you can perceive the situation in a whole new way. Your vision will be so transformed that you will start seeing the blessing of it all. You'll start seeing the authority that you have because he gave you love first, love, power, and a sound mind. First, embrace the fact that he loves you, because the adversary has a way of trying to make you feel like you are that you did something wrong, condemned, and accusations and things like that. No. Think about Job. Job, remember him. He was blessed. He made it through the end. He persevered and he was saved and got abundant. So I want you to understand that God will give you wisdom. He will change your perception. He will increase your wisdom and your knowledge. And with that power, now you're embracing his love. Now with that power that comes right after receiving his love, you will be able to see things transform around you. Things will change. People will change. I mean, in the light, things either scatter or things get right. And you are the light. Okay. So I just wanted to encourage you about that in Ministerial Minute. This has been with Gina R. Prince. All right. So now we're going to keep on going right on with the show. I don't want to delay this man. This is my boy. I love me some Billy Blanks. He's with us right now. He's going to be joining us. We got Billy Blanks. We got comedian Bill Hill and his son, William Hill, pianist. And we have Gina G. And we got Estelle Gantt. She's going to be giving us spoken words. And we have Shanice from the Chic Shack. She's going to be giving us some stylish tips. I'm super excited about today's show. I don't want to hold it up any longer because this man is busy. As a matter of fact, he's training somebody right now. So we got to go on and get Billy right now online. Hi, Billy Blanks, the phenomenal, hey, the guru, the fitness, everything. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
We are doing good. Please tell us what's going on with Tybo.
Well, what's going on with Tybo right now is God is reshaping it and giving me an opportunity to take it in places that I never took it before. And I just know that right now people thought, you know, Tybo was not, it was done because it came out in 1998. But, you know, anything that God has his hands on is never done. It's just, we just have to focus in and do the right thing and he'll put it in its place. And next thing you know, you're doing what he set out for me to do, and that's what I'm doing right now. I'm getting ready to go to Germany and teach some seminars, and I've just been traveling all over the world so far. And now I'm here talking to you.
Well, you know what's so awesome? People don't know that Billy Blanks is a bona fide, straight-up Yahweh, Abba Father believer. He believes in Yeshua. He is a believer. Okay. His faith is amazing. And he's shared some things with me and I've seen just seeing how God has moved in his life. And it's just so amazing. So I told him yesterday, and I'm going to repeat this, Billy, is that this is just a whole nother level. I mean, of Tybo, this is such expansion. And just like you said, people thought it was done, but actually you're even seeing and doing even more greater things that people don't even understand. I mean, first of all, he's kept you well. His body is intact. Y'all need to follow him. He's going to give you his social media. But he's traveling all over and people are pulling on him. And I mean, like groups of people, like, responsible. Who? I mean, some of the people that you're training now. Can you tell the listeners some of these people?
Yeah, well, I'm training a lot of, you know, celebrities, actors, producers. I'm training a lot of different people. You know, I just think the most important thing, like you said earlier, I was listening to you say a prayer. The thing you were saying earlier is you have to surrender, you know, and I believe when you surrender, you just can't surrender just to be surrendering, but you have to surrender to the word and being able to take a powerful word and put it in a position where it can work for you, because it says in the Bible, faith without work is dead. I like to say work without faith is dead. So I take both of them, place them together. Because without the physical, God can't do anything through me, you know what I mean? So I know that in the physical, in my physical world, I have to be willing to get up and not sit there and just wait for God to do what he needs to do. Because, you know, we can wait all day, ain't nothing going to happen. You know, you're a working lady. You know, if you don't get up and start doing what you need to do physically, but then you add the strongest thing to you, what you do is your faith. And then God steps in and does what he do, opens up doors, and you physically, mentally ready for it. You can step in there and do whatever he has in store. So I believe when I'm doing Tybo, if I'm teaching anybody, you know, because I'm physically and I take care of myself mentally, spiritually, I get up, I'm ready to execute. Because I believe when you physically, mentally ready, then God can work through you easier. But when you're not physically, mentally ready, then it's hard for God to do anything because God can't force you to get up off the couch. You got to get up off
the couch. That's right.
Yourself, right? And then you got to take what is good and you got to work it. And to me, what is good is taking the word and placing it and make it act, make the action of the word, because faith is action, right? So I take my faith and put it in action. And I, you know, not let doubt, you know, set in your head, because I know what happens to some people. You know, when Tybo came out in 1998, most people will probably say, well, you know, it's going to go away because most workouts are set to be in a trend. And I did my best to learn a lot about what God thought about fitness, because when you go to the Book of Corinthians, God says a lot about fitness. And then he tells you the mind profits more and the body profits less. So that tells me that I need to execute my will and my mind through all that I do. And so my goal was to teach fitness from the inside out. And because I've done that, it gave Cairo a long standing in everybody's heart. You know, and now I'm just adding on to what God has put out there, because he gave me a base first just to get people off the ground, off the couch. When you start getting people off the couch and giving them some principles on how they need to attack their physical life, then it gives them an opportunity to go, you know what, he's right. If I step out and start doing things, all of a sudden, doors are going to open up day every day. So that's what I do.
I know. It's amazing, because when I was there with you in California at your studio, I mean, just people just love Tybo, and they love the energy that you give. And you really do have this anointing to really pull from people where they thought that they couldn't do it. Because I think I worked out with you for like 8 hours. I mean, like no, for 2 days
on.
Straight.
Hold on. You know, hold on. You know what you did? You came there. You worked out for more than 12 hours a day. You worked out hard. And you were by yourself. And see, people got to understand that. You know, you can work out for an hour by yourself. But what about 12 hours where you got to push yourself beyond the physical? So you got to go beyond the physical, right? And I always say that anybody that can take a broken body and take it beyond the physical, that's where God is standing. He has to be standing in that position, because you're allowing him to do that, right? But most people don't realize that. They don't realize, you know, when they're in a mental breakdown, but God can still get them up every morning and make them happy and still do things throughout their day. If they can recognize how they get through that, then it's going to empower you, like you did. You know, by yourself, you worked hard. It wasn't something that came there and I gave you a test and you just passed it. It was something that I worked you hard. I made you
worked hard.
We were past the physical, and you went into the mental, the spiritual, and you took yourself through the test, and you passed and became a certified Tybo instructor.
It's amazing. I think it's a blessing, too. You're supposed to become – it's just so much. We could talk on the phone forever, because I love – it's so much energy and so much motivation. It's so much – I mean, everything about this whole movement is phenomenal. It's awesome. You're going to be – I know you're going to be in Japan. You got Africa. You're going somewhere else to another country, but you're coming to the DMV area, and I want people that's in the surrounding area, because I'm going to bring Gina G with me. She's my co-host, Gina G, to come
here.
Great. Gina, you going to come with me. You coming with me, Gina.
I'm ready. I'll sign my death certificate before I even get there.
You ain't going to need to. You're not going to need to. You're going to sign a life certificate when you get there. When you get there, you're going to go, wow. You're going to reverse what you think about fitness. I just think people, when they look at fitness, you know, my goal is not to kill people. My goal is to enhance people's ability. You know that? And when you can give people a chance to see out of their own eyes how much authority and power they have, then it gives them a chance to step out and start doing great things, you know? Sometimes people don't really sit down and get a chance to look out of their own eyes and see the light.
That's what I talked about earlier, changing your perception. That's the whole thing. You got to change your perception. And I'm telling you, it didn't feel like I said 8, but he said it was 12. And it was for 2 days straight. We got up really early in the morning. I was jet lagged because, our time difference
is. Just got off the plane. I had just got back from Israel.
He just got off of Israel. And I'm telling you, please, Billy, tell everybody how old you are, if you don't mind. I mean, because this is, I'm telling you, when you said death certificate, this man is living and traveling and everything. And that's what he's saying, that the exercise, the fitness, the different perception, it'll really give you more life and time. Billy, please tell everybody how old you are.
Yeah, I just turned 63 years old. God bless me to be able to be 63 years old and still get out there and do the things that I'm doing. I get up every day. You know, I just say, you know, every day above ground is a blessed day for me. God gives me a chance to make a choice. I can make a choice of being miserable, or I can make a choice of saying, you know what, I'm going to take the best of my days and get the best out of my days. And I know
he got some beautiful kids. He got beautiful. I mean, he looked better than most men our age. He looked in shape. Wow. I mean, everything. So I'm telling you, it is very, very important. Let everybody know where you're going to be in the States. You said you don't, but it's in November. You're going to be in the DMV area in November.
I'll be in Washington. I'll be in Virginia in November. and I'll be doing a certification camp. If you go online, you go on BillyBlanks.com, it'll tell you every place that I'm going to be. And, I mean, I love for people to come out, especially believers, too. You know, my goal is to get believers to get up off the couch. I like to say this to believers, you know. I said, if Jesus was to come right now and tell all the believers they have to run 10 miles to get there or 100 miles to get there, most of them won't make it.
You got that.
He's right.
Most of them physically, you know, most of them physically won't make it. But spiritually, yeah, they can make it. But what happens when you got to take your physical body to a spiritual warfare? If it's not in tune, it's going to be hard. So I always tell people, you know, does God want you to work out? Yeah. Does he want you to look good? Because what grabs people first is how you look. No matter what you have inside of you, what kind of words you have inside of you, I believe because I'm in good shape, it gives me an opportunity to speak to people about how Jesus Christ has changed my life, right? How I've taken, you know, physical fitness and tuck it to a place where most people don't take it. I mean, I don't think anybody else in the world going to do what God has blessed me to do with videotape. Nobody in history ever sold over 115 million tapes, you know, in physical fitness. And God has blessed me to make 75 more videos, and he keep blessing me to do that. So I just think staying healthy in the Word, being able to read something that's going to give you some power and strength and understanding, and then two, take it and put it in action. I always tell people,
he gives too. You give back too, Billy. You give a lot.
Yeah,
you donate. You do a lot.
Well, with God giving me what he gave me, you have to give back. I remember I walked into Pastor Price's church, and he said for 25 years, God had been speaking to him and said that one day somebody going to walk in here and give me $1 million. You know, I didn't have $1 million. I didn't even know what $1 million would look like, right? But I just say, you know what? I feel like God was speaking to me. And I said, you know what, I'm going to give that man $1 million. And a year later, I walked in. I said, Pastor, remember when you said that God was speaking to you for 28 years, that somebody going to come in here and give you $1 million? Well, you know what? That day has come. I gave him the envelope. He opened it up. It was $1 million. You know, and God saw my heart. Oh, God saw my goal and what I wanted to do. I wasn't thinking of myself. I was thinking outside the box. I was thinking about helping him. And it says, give to the kingdom and everything else come back to you. And then, you know, got a chance to build a youth center in South Central. Then I got a chance to go to my hometown and build a women for girls who get pregnant at a young age. I build a center in my own hometown, but I don't go around telling people what I've done. You know, I don't need to. You know what I mean? I like to just do these things.
He's so dope. He is so dope, man. Billy, if I was in California, I'd be at your thing. I'd bring everybody, my soon-to-be husband. I'd be bringing everybody. I'd just be your adopted sister. I just would make it happen. I just like your energy. It's just so dope.
Well, that's why we talk all the time. I like to talk to you because you make me see things. You know what? You're right. That's a blessing. Thank you. I thank you for... You know, I feel like when I talk to you, God has something always to say to me. And, you know, when you have ears to hear, you can hear God speaking through people, right? So I said, no, God was saying that to me. And I tell you, thank you for the confirmation because you just gave me confirmation about what God has been saying to me. You just stamped it. And I just go, you know what? I'm going forward with it. And then the next thing you know is what God has said. So it's a blessing to be able to talk to you and have a chance to work out with you. That it was a great experience. God put that in place.
He sure did. Well, I can't wait till you come. Me and like I say, I'm bringing Gina G. When I come to California, it's a no-brainer. I'm taking a class. I want everybody to catch this. It's amazing. Tybo is still in full effect. I was on it when it first came out. Oh, I use it so much. I pop tapes, and y'all would always send me a new one. Every single time one would pop, y'all send me a new one. I had Tybo classes in my house and everything to your video. So anyway, we go way back. God just brought us together just recently, but we go really way back to the beginning. But Billy, tell everybody how they can follow you and your social media information, please.
Okay, so if they go to BillyBlanks.com or Billy Blanks Tybo Nation, go there. If they want the information on where I'm going to be or classes or how I run my studio, anything they want to know about Billy Blanks, they can go to BillyBlanks.com or they can go to TyboNation.com or they can go to my Facebook or they can go to Billy Blanks Kicking It on Instagram.
All right. Now, everybody done heard it from the man himself. So if anybody trying to date me, trying to marry me, you got to be in shape now, because he said I worked out for 12 hours. So, you know, I love to work out. So you got to be fit. You got to want to work out now and live long, because we getting old and I can't marry you. And then you die 5 years later. You're going to have to marry me. We're going to be 50 and growing old together. All right.
Girl, you got the good thinking. You keep on thinking, Lydia. Keep doing what you're doing, because you're blessing a lot of people. And I hope the people listening in take what you say and put it in action.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Billy. I can't wait to see you in November. God bless. And we're going to talk again soon.
Hey,
okay?
Thank my client, Sherry. She's here. I just finished working it out.
Oh, hey, thank you for taking the time for this interview. I know you got a good workout.
I did, and I loved listening to you guys.
Oh, good. Thank you so much. Stay in touch. Stay tuned in every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And she's a top, man. And she's a top music
CEO.
CEO. All right. Anyway, just want to say thank you, and you guys be blessed. No stress. Take care of yourself. Just know, put on the power. You get all that God wants you to get.
All right. Thank you, Billy. Love you.
All right. Love you, too. Be blessed.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that was so good, Gina G. Oh. We got to hurry up, though, because, I mean, oh, God, we could have talked to Billy Blanks forever, right?
Awesome man. Mr. Tabo.
Yeah, he's the man with the plan. He got it going on. So now we're getting ready to go into, because we got to chop. We got a lot of guests today. Dementia is not going to come on, but Shaunice is going to be joining us with the fashion tips. But right now we got to go into the interview with Bill Hill, comedian Bill Hill, and his son, pianist William Hill. Let's listen to this. All right, as I promised you guys, I'm super excited about this. You know how I am. I love to share the platform with up-and-coming artists and poets and all kind of talents. I love to see how God is moving in people's lives. This young brother, oh, my goodness. When I saw him on Facebook, I was just totally blown away. It is breathtaking, the talent that this young guy has. I want to just first say that I have known his father for years. Bill Hill is his name, and he is a comic, and you guys may have seen him. He's out of Detroit, Michigan, but he's been everywhere in almost all kind of plays. That's where I met him, and he was so funny then. I just took a liking to him, and so through the years, we have just remained just associates and things like that. So I've been following him on Facebook, and his son is amazing. He is a pianist. So I am so glad to have Bill Hill on. Bill Hill, welcome to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Thank you so much, Dr. Gina. It's all love, you dig? All love. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
We've been knowing each other a long time. That must mean I'm getting very old.
You and me both, Bill. Me and you both. You got teenagers. I got a teenager. I'm telling you, we both getting old, man. It's been a long time since Why Good Girls Like Bad Boys, and you have done so many other things since then. I mean, you just stay busy.
Yeah, this is all good. I got to give God the praise and the glory, you know what I'm saying, but being able to keep moving and stay current and stay relevant and just, you know, raise my kids at the best ability that I can. And so right now, my son's been playing piano for 4 years.
And
I don't know what they call it. I think I heard the word called savant. I don't know if he's a savant, but it kind of seems like maybe he might be.
Well, we're going to say he is. If it's good, it's good.
So he took a liking to the piano and jazz music and classical music. And so he's really all in. And I'm gonna be his manager. So he got the best manager in the world, his dad, who knows the business. I'm not going to let nobody, you know, mess him over. You know, no five heartbeat stuff going on over here. Big Red not going to get my son. That's what's not going to happen.
No Suge Knight, no Big Red.
Oh, no. No contract on toilet paper, none of that.
I know that's right. Well, Bill, you know, please do the honors of introducing your son.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I have the honor to introduce to you a 14-year-old jazz musician slash classical, just a young phenomenon, a savant in piano. Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for my son, Mr. William Hill III.
William Hill III. That name sounds classical. Go on now, William. William Hill III, welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm so glad that you can join us today. It is, I mean, everybody's probably just going to be trying to get their kids a piano after they hear your interview. I mean, because honestly, my mother been trying to, she was trying to force me to do it for years. So she wanted to do it, so she wanted me to do it, but I just couldn't get my fingers right. But so I understand the gift and talent that God has placed upon you. And those that are also pianists, they also understand too. Those that have been trying, they really get it. So, I mean, it is just such an honor to have you. Tell us about, your father already let us know that you've been playing for 4 years. When did you know that this was, first of all, when did you know that you wanted to play an instrument at all?
When I was like a child, I would listen to certain instruments and show interest into them. And then when I got a piano, I started like picking at it and taking lessons and really wanting to do piano, like really into it.
Wow. Well, this is the next question. So you picked up the piano. Was there a strategy behind it? Did you feel like the piano was that had more range and maybe in music that it just sounded louder to you? Did it just make more sense to you? Is that, I mean, I'm trying to get into the artist's head right now. How did you figure piano was your thing? I mean, that, you know, what did you think you could do with the piano? Like, let me take you there in the art world. What did you think that you could do with the piano once you got your hands on it?
I could really express myself and how I feel and what I really wanted to do in life. So,
wow. So with your fingers, tell people that have been trying, you know, I'm chopsticks all the way. I know people out there can relate to me. Don't y'all laugh at me. Chopsticks all the way. I mean, you just had that net. Did you just look at your hand and say, hey, what are you doing? Or did it take practice? Did you have to get training? Or did you just automatically just flow naturally with that thing?
It's kind of half and half naturally and just practice. But really, it's just by ear, since I play by ear a lot. So.
Now, you tell me the truth now. Your father, Bill, ain't being no Joe Jackson over there on you, is he? Because, you know, I'm only a plain ticket away. I mean, how do you feel that, was he able to relate to your passion for the piano right away? Was he able to be instrumental in making sure that you got everything you needed, the training and the classes and things like that?
Yes, it took time, but then by the months and weeks, it got better. He understands completely.
Well, I'm going to tell you, as a mom.
Hey, I'm more than understand. I'm there every day. You understand, but I, you know, what it really is that when I saw him, the first thing I showed him on the keyboard was George Clinton's, I think it was Knee Deep. And the person who played the keyboard on that song, his name is Bernie Worrell.
Mm-hmm.
Bernie Worrell is one of the top pianist keyboard people in the country.
Wow.
And he started tinkering around with that. And then when he started playing with his left hand and right hand at the same time, I was like, a lot of people can't do that. You know, and the way he was playing is called stride piano playing, and that's both hands working at the same time. So, yeah, he'll tell you, when he first started, I told him, I said, you are the truth.
Wow.
I said, you just got to know that. I said, I'm your daddy, I'm telling you. I've been around, you know, we've been around all the top musicians in the country.
Yeah.
And when I showed them him, and they say, yeah, he got it. And I say, that's what I told him. I said, you the truth. You know what I'm saying? And my son's very humble, very laid back. He don't even talk too much. This is his second interview. You know what I'm saying? So he's like how Prince was. Remember how Prince was just... Him and he loves Prince. So he's kind of, he's got that vibe.
Me
you know,
too.
He don't say too much. He just let the fingers do the talking, you know?
Well, you know what, William? I'm glad that you took the time to be on Dr. Gina's radio chat. And I know people are going to be tugging on you. There are going to be television interviews. I mean, because you are a very gifted, rare talent. I mean, there's talent, but then there is natural talent. And I see that when your dad puts you on Facebook, I can, and you're on the YouTube channels, I can actually see that it's coming out of you. It's not something that you were trained to do per se, but that this is something that is just in you. And I think of artists like Prince and Frankie Beverly with Maze. You know, when I watch Frankie Beverly perform, or anytime I've ever seen Prince perform, it's just so in them that it just comes out that you're actually, and by me coming from an artistic point of, artist point of view as well, I can connect with that because I'm seeing the abstract of it all. I'm seeing the art coming out. Like all I see, I don't even see them as performers. I actually see the music in them. Like it is beyond you at that point. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, Bill. It's kind of like I don't see the human form of them. I see the music like coming out. And that to me is rare talent. That's something a gift. That's something that can't be taught. It is in you.
That's when you're like the vessel. You're the vessel for the emotion coming through the person and reaching the world. But it's just coming through that particular person. But that person is the vessel to spread that joy, you know, through song or through dance or whatever. Somebody got to deliver the message. That's the messenger, you know. So you're definitely right. You're definitely right. We love you too, Dr. Gina. You know what I'm saying? We got number love for you, sister, for sure.
Oh, I appreciate y'all. Bill, you got to come back on. I want you on with Gina G one Wednesday. We're going to work that out because she's a female comic and you've been in the game. And I'm going to pick a, you know, Gina G from Florida. She was voted number one female comic in Florida. Yeah.
I'm not familiar with her, but I might know, but I mean, it's all love, though. Yeah, I would love to interview her.
I want her to come to Detroit with me so she can meet with you and come to the comedy clubs and stuff like that, just to spread her out some, because she's coming from California, and she's my co-host on the show. Yeah, we're going to pick a topic and we're just going to go in. But William, again, I'm so thankful that you were able to join us, and I know that doors are going to rapidly open for you. I'm just so excited to be one of the first to have had this interview, and I can't wait to see you in person where we can take a photo so I can say, yeah, I knew him, when you get that Grammy and somebody call you to write this our movie, album, all of that stuff. I'm going to say, I know him when he was young and he done grew up and he's doing all this. I can't wait to do that. But you are an inspiration. And one last question, because, Bill, I want to give you a couple. Well, first of all, William, let me give you the opportunity to do this first before your father. I want to ask you to tell the audience, parents may be listening worldwide. We got over 500,000 listeners on Dr. Gina's radio chat, and this interview is going to be transferred over to the podcast as well. So you're going to have about 4.5 million people listening to you, okay? So I want you to take this opportunity to tell kids, your age, teenagers, young adults, anyone, parents, what do parents need to do with their children? Or what would you suggest? Oh, no. Let me ask you this. What would you tell a kid your age or somebody that just has a gift? What advice would you tell them to go ahead and go for it, get started? What would you suggest to them?
Keep trying, stay focused, stay in school. Don't clown around a lot. Just do your best and keep trying at what you're trying to achieve in life, what I would say.
I love it. Bill, that's good advice, William. Bill, what would you tell the parents? What do they need to look for? What do they need to do?
I would tell the parents who might have a child that's talented in any kind of area, you have to take time out to invest in your children.
Come on now.
Like, you know, my son has five piano lessons a week, and they all cost money. My daughter has activities, about 4 a week. They all cost money. So you have to sacrifice going to the club and going to this and going on cruises.
Okay.
And going to Miami and going to Cancun.
Vegas.
And Vegas. You have to sacrifice and invest in your kids and have them loaded up with activities. That way they won't find activities on their own to be involved in. And you just have to spend the money. A lot of kids, most of the things that my son participates in piano, he's like, it's only about, out of maybe 50 kids, it's only maybe about 3 blacks.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else is white and Chinese, okay? These things cost money, and they're not going to promote it to the inner city because they figure you might can't afford it anyway, so why even promote in the inner city? So the thing I would suggest to parents is that you have to buckle down and you have to make sure your kids have positive activities and spend the money. You know, a kid might say, oh, mama, I wanna do this thing with the trumpet or the piano or whatever, but it costs $500 to go. And the parent be like, $500? I ain't paying no dang on $500 for you to go nowhere, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? But you'll pay $500 to go on a cruise.
Right.
Like, without the kids at grandma's house. So you got to invest in them. I mean, sometimes I complain, but I know what I'm doing is for the greater good because I know that they're going to look back when they get older and say, Dad was there. Daddy was there. You would not believe just today. But first of all, let me say this. Last night, my daughter went to University of Detroit Homecoming High School.
Wow.
She went to the homecoming. They came over at 7:30, picked her up. She went to the homecoming, came back home at 11 o'clock. She is a part of the AKA thing called Acateens. She had to be downtown at 12 midnight. She came home from the homecoming, got dressed. I took her to the thing downtown at 12 midnight, had to pick her up at 6 a.m. this morning, picked her up at 6 a.m. this morning, 12 noon. She's a part of the co-ed organization. She had an event at 12 noon today. I just dropped her off at home, so, you know, you have to keep them busy. I mean, you got to drink a lot of coffee but to stay awake, but, I mean, the whole thing of it is, you know, you have to give the kids activity. They can't just sit down and eat hot dogs and play on PlayStation. You've got to have something for them to do and somewhere they need to be. So they can be learn how to be responsible of their time management. So my kids right now are practicing time management because they got something to do every day except for Sunday. So, I mean, it's not that easy, but I know deep down that this is what we need to be doing. In order for us to be great.
Yeah.
To be great,
and it's
to be great, you got to go hard. You got to go hard to be great.
You got to go hard. And you know, and they need to see that. They want to see that you have belief in them and that you're willing to invest in that and that you're, you know, taking the time and that you're there and you're watching and you're supporting. They need that. That was great, great, great tips. I hope you guys are listening, and I hope those that are doing that you are remaining encouraged, because I know, you know, money sometimes get tight. I know sometimes you're thinking, you know, they still teenagers. Sometimes they do stuff and you be like, okay, do you realize the sacrifice? But they just going through some growing pains. Just hold on.
Yeah.
Keep the focus on what they, right? You know what I'm saying? Like they,
yep,
I don't
right.
care how smart they are, how talented they are. They still got hormones. They going through changes.
Yes.
And we got to learn how to change and adapt to that and understand that it doesn't dismiss that your child is talented and that the sacrifice is not worth it. It just means that it might have to be some consequences, some other sacrifices.
Right.
They got to learn. You know what I'm saying? You just got to kind of work around that. But don't take away, you know, because I'm going to be honest with you, because that one breakthrough could be for the whole family now. You're going to whip your head up.
It sure can, you know, like, you know, when we was coming up, Gina, you know what I'm saying, our parents, you know, if we asked to do something, they'd be like, oh, you ain't about to mess my money up. You ain't about to, you ain't going to school, none. Like, I told my father I wanted to go to Howard University. and I had bad grades in high school. He told me, you're not going to mess my money up. He said, you ain't going to school now. What's going to make you go to school down there? So, I laugh at it now, but it's a lot of parents, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes we can kind of, like, hate on our own kids, you know what I'm saying? Not saying that's what happened to me, but I watch a lot of people, and sometimes, you know, some parents don't believe. They don't believe like they should. Like, if your son come to you and tell you, I want to try this, then spend some time on it and see if he likes it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, so you gotta take the investment. You gotta take the investment just to see. Because if my kids are winning, then I'm winning.
Wow.
And that's how I look at this whole thing. My kids winning, I'm winning. We winning. Team Hill. You dig?
I love it. So, fathers, you got some encouragement right here with Bill Hill. Tell everybody how they can follow you, Bill Hill, and if William has a website or something as well, please.
No problem. You can follow me on Facebook. That's Facebook. My name, regular Bill Hill on Facebook. On Instagram, my name is 1BillHill, and that's the numerical number 1BillHill on IG. And I don't really do Twitter that much because of the new administration, because he be blocking up the timeline. So I just don't mess with Twitter that much. But, IG and Facebook, Bill Hill, IG, 1BillHill. And then my son also has his information for social media, too.
I love it. Well, this was awesome, William. Thank you.
He's going to tell you his social media stuff.
Okay, yeah, tell us your social media, William.
My Facebook is William Hill. And my Instagram is william.jazz.
All right. Y'all better go on and follow him. All right. Thank you so much, you two. Such a treasure. Such a pleasure. Bill Hill, comedian from the D, but been all over every city in the nation. Bill Hill and his son, William Hill III, the pianist. I love you guys. You got to come back, Bill. Don't forget.
I will. Love you.
Love you, too.
Bye.
All right, you guys. Now we're going to shift over to Gina G. And what's he say? We'll be right back. Thank you.
Hey, Gina G.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, that was such a good interview. Oh,
I know. And I know you got something to say about, I know you got to say something. What you got to say?
Well, you know, I got to say something. And my say, what she say today is going to be based around my boy, Bill Cosby.
That's what I was going to say. I knew it.
All I'm going to say today is I'm telling you, your past will catch up with your... I'm going to need you people to apologize, say sorry, go knock on the door, mail a letter, pick up the phone, send a text, tweet, DM, something. Because I feel like some of these wrongs could have been righted a long time ago. So what she say, I said it. Don't get Bill Cosby out here. Don't let your past catch up with you. And now it's like the man is 81 years old.
I know.
I'm saying, but I'm going to just tell you that karma catches up to you every time. What is in the dark shall come to the light. So I said it. Go on and call somebody and write a letter and just say sorry. And I really, the Bill Cosby situation really just kills me because, first of all, it's all accused. It's all he say, she say. Nobody has any proof. Nobody has any evidence. It's over 30, 40 years old. And it just upsets me, and I don't want to play the race card because people say America always plays the race card. But, I mean, Weinstein, the president himself has so many allegations regarding sexual abuse and sexual harassment, and no one else has been convicted. I mean, we got George Zimmerman out here who killed Trayvon Martin. I mean, point blank, there ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. We've heard the 911 tapes, we've seen the documentary, and he's walking around here free, signing skittles. So all I'm saying is justice got to be served somehow in some way. And they decided to make an example out of Bill Cosby because he was America's favorite dad, and he was a black dad. So that's half of the punishment for me. That's half of the reason why he got sentenced to 3 to 10 years at 81 years old, legally blind. I'm just trying to figure out who he gonna or what he gonna do to anybody. Well, you couldn't put this man on house arrest.
I don't know. Oh, God. Well, we just pray for his family and everything, and just pray that people just, you know, that we can just see it, whatever God's will is in his way.
And it's
shocking.
If it happened, it's terrible. And those women do deserve the right to speak out and be free and have some sense of peace in them. So we don't know if it's true. We don't know if it's false. But we know for sure that he going to jail. Three to ten.
It's a sad situation. We gotta move right on to Shanice. Shanice from the Chic Shack is gonna give us a couple of minutes of fashion tips. What's going on, Shanice?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hi. So my name is Shanice. I'm of Vin.Branded, and I'm representing the Chic Shack today. And I want to talk to you about fall accessory must-haves. So right now, we are transitioning into the fall. You can already tell with the weather. It's getting chillier. It's getting darker. And also a lot of rain. So right now, you probably want to start racking up on your scarves. The chunkier, the better. So the chunky ones are perfect for layering with your jacket or, like, your office looks. If you do a silkier look, you could dress those looks up a little bit, like, more for an evening out. Also, you have purses. My favorite go-to purses for the fall are, like, your big hobo bags. Those are the ones that are usually shaped in a U. And also totes. Totes aren't, like, your typical go-to, you know, throw everything in there for lunch. They've definitely, like, made a 100% turnaround. They come in beautiful colors and prints, and everyone has to have one. The next fall accessory is going to be hats. One of my favorite hats is the floppy hat. J-Lo kind of made it super cool back a couple of years ago. They're perfect for the fall. They look great with virtually any outfit, whether you're dressed up or dressed down. And then you also have the Panama-style hat. The Panama-style hat is that hat that's a little bit bigger than the fedora, but not quite as big as the floppy hat. It's perfect for more casual looks, and both men and women can wear them. The next thing that's like a fall accessory must-have, which is actually a shoe, and I'm going to actually talk about boots. The five must-have fall boots is the ankle. One is the ankle booty. One thing I love about ankle boots is that they come in a more, like, traditional kind of, like, a Western look. You could do, like, the tan colors. You could do a darker brown. Or you could also mix it up and do some fun floral prints or animal prints. My favorite ankle booties are always cheetah ankle booties because you can virtually match cheetah to anything. The second is going to be your over-the-knee fitted boots. Those are the ones that look more like stockings. They create a super sexy and sleek look. Then you have wedges. Wedges are a great way to kind of transition out of wearing, like, the higher heels, your peep toes, and just your sandal heels in general, especially your strappies. So if you still want to have that height, but you want to kind of dress more for warmth, wedges are perfect. I love suede wedges. You can get them in any color, print, style. The riding boot is perfect for your more casual occasions. They're more traditional. You'll see they kind of stop right before the knee or right at the calf. They come in wide, they come in slim, and they come in petite. You can get them in virtually any color or print. I always suggest to have a perfect chestnut color pair of riding boots because they go with anything. Then the last would be your rain boots. Of course, as we've been seeing for the last couple of weeks, it's going
here
to be
in D.C.,
wet
a lot of rain.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of rain, especially well into October. And then a fun thing about rain boots is because they're really thick, you can definitely transition them into the snow. They always just make sure you have some that have those ridges on the bottom because that helps with you not slipping.
I love it. This was awesome from the Chic Shack. Shanice, tell everybody how to get in touch with you guys on social media.
So you can find us at the_chic_shack. And you'll be able to get to our website from there.
I love it. You know you guys are my favorite. Love you, love you, love you. Until next time, they'll be back with fashion tips. Shanice and Domitia from the Chic Shack. All right. Thank you so much, Shanice, and thank you for your patience today.
You're welcome. You guys have a great day.
You too. Those are great tips, weren't they, Gina G? We got to go right into it. We only got 4 minutes of show left. Let's go to Estelle. Hi, Estelle. Spoken word. What you got for us today, girl?
What's going on, family? Let me make it quick because I know time is of the essence. Gina G, you said something
Hey, girlfriend,
you said something very profound earlier. You said that you didn't want to play the race card. Well, let me play it for you since I was dealt it. So this poem is a little bit of a read on today, and it's called Let's Make America Great Again. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crowned thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. They say, let's make America great again. But men have limited power, just like in the Bible days when they built the Tower of Babel. We don't have the ability nor the power to change a nation without the manifestation of submission. So how do we make America great again? By assassinating black men and then saying, oops, my bad. When the streets, they reek of discord and segregation, the people has more people in the pulpit than in the congregation. The inner city schools have decayed hallways with teachers receiving minimum pay. I can hear Marvin Gaye asking the soulful anthem, what's going on? Yeah, what's going on? I can hear Mary J. belting out, no more drama, no more drama. And the demand for change has interchanged on and fell on deaf ears. As the country politically switched gears, the conservatives blame the liberals and the liberals blame the conservatives. But he that is without sin cast the first stone. See, America is like the AIDS virus, full-blown, poisonous, and toxic. Yep, they really need to stop it. So let's make America great again. America has been had, bamboozled, hoodwinked, but not by the ones you think. See, the real gangsters sit in high places like Congress, the judicial system, and the White House. So turn down for what? And yes, free white boy Rick. People in glass houses shouldn't throw bricks because you prosecute drug dealers and yet you are the real dope man, legalizing weed spots and secretly bringing cocaine in. Hypocrisy is America's biggest sin. Your judicial laws have glitches and flaws, yet you call it justice. But trust this, we are more than conquerors than him that conquers all. So I have the solution. I have the answer and the means to an end, the cure to a sick and dying world, and the answer for sin. 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. See, America will never be great again with unclean hands and a wicked heart. So how do we really make America great again? My friend, learn how to kneel and pray to the God that made America, because America was not built by hands.
Oh, right. Yeah. That was so good. That was so good, Estelle. Oh, my gosh. That was amazing. Oh, I mean, we're going to have to close out on this. I'm so sorry. I'm getting time. But you know you're coming back. We love that. That was so thought-provoking. You guys need to think on that. Estelle, tell everybody where they can follow you because we got to close out.
Okay. I'm at Estelle Monroe Gantt on Facebook, or you can reach me at 4 Real Gantt on Twitter.
All right, you guys, live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. What an amazing show. God bless you. Until next time, bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live.